Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. And we love bringing these guys on. It's crazy to think that the Combine was wrapped up last week. We were down there on location. We arrived back Saturday, and now we're trying to get back into the full swing of bringing you NFL draft interviews. And again, it's going to be a busy week as we bring you these guys as they join us on the program. And again, if you miss any of them, Apple Music, iTunes. But today we're going to be soaring with Seth Thomas, the UNI standout defensive end. He's going to call into the show, and we're going to talk about what this young man brings to the next level. And it's always fun to have these guys call in because, you know, you can watch a game, you can see some highlights, but, you know, it's always fun to know more than the name. That's what we like to say, to know these guys inside and out and kind of a little bit about their personality, what are their hobbies they have, what are the things that they bring to the table we may not know about. And, you know, time and time again, each show, I'm personally shocked by something, or not maybe shocked, but just kind of surprised, and I learned a little bit of a nugget about a prospect that we wouldn't have known otherwise. And you start to add these interviews up and all these and things, and then you kind of realize that hey, you know what, there's a lot of that goes into this. So again, we're going to be bringing him onto the program and have him talk a little bit about what he brings to the next level. And let's see, I see him calling in now. Hopefully we get this one in. All right. Yeah, sorry we're having some technical difficulties here. It is we are in a technical age, so that means there's more opportunities for hiccups. So again, we'll give Seth a few more minutes and try to get him connected to us as we make progress through this show. Later today, we're going to have Marquise Ford, the Bethune-Cookman standout defensive end, 2019 MEAC first team. And a couple things to talk about with Marquise. He was a D1 prospect, had some troubles at Rutgers, and then went the JUCO route and then brought his career back at the Bethune-Cookman level. So we'll have him on at 5:30 later today. But as promised, the UNI standout defensive end, Seth Thomas. Seth, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you, bud?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're doing great, man. We appreciate you taking some time and sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time at UNI is kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing to get to the next level that they call the National Football League?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, someone always tells you time flies and that it'll be gone before you know it. And I've been here for 5 years, and the last few years it's kind of you started out and then it ended. And you're like, where's the middle part at? Where's the part? Seems a little longer, but yeah, it's kind of sad that it's been over. It's taught me a lot. I'm thankful for it, but I'm ready for this new challenge. Can you still hear me? Hello?
Seth, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Everything went quiet for a little bit.
Okay. When do you get the sense that you can make this happen? Yeah, I was saying, you're in that Panthers locker room. You know as well as anybody, this is not, an opportunity everybody's going to be able to have. I mean, do the coaches keep telling you, Seth, keep doing what you're doing? Do you have great games against great guys that are at that next level? Kind of share when this really becomes a realistic goal that you know you can achieve.
Yeah, realistic goal. I've been around a whole bunch of ex-NFL athletes. I mean, my own personal coach is a four-time Pro Bowler and a Defensive Player of the Year. He's a hell of a guy, and He's taught me for 4 years of my career and taught me through not only about football, about life and everything else. And he's mentioned it to me. I've had scouts come through, some people part of our group of you and I football mentioned it to me. Some of my testing numbers are looking really good for myself. And I was like, just go for it. And it's, if it's an opportunity, you're going to take it and you got to run with it. I mean, the door is not going to kick itself open, and I'm ready to take the door off and keep it open.
I love it. And that four-time Pro Bowler you're referring to is Bryce Paup. I mean, anybody that's familiar with the game, a little bit old school for some of the new listeners, but, I mean, in his heyday, I mean, he was one of the most prolific guys. I mean, how much has he been an integral part of helping develop you into the guy we're talking to today?
Oh, I couldn't thank him enough personally. Just as far as a player and as a human being, he's taught a lot just about the game and what he sees. And the cool part about it is, since he respects him at that level, that you kind of think they would say, this is my way and this is the way it goes. But he's like, this is what I use. Let's see what works for you, and let's take what you use and let's change it up or use it and see what you like about it. I couldn't be more thankful for that about it. But the worst part I ever thought is never got to go with a lot of his highlights, but I always looked him up, and I'll say there's still some new school moves he used back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, there was a point where he was, you know, he was the Von Miller type guy in the National Football League. Once and again, Seth Thomas, the standout, you and I, Panther, can't enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft and college football as this young man makes his path towards that next level. I asked all the guys that come on the program, and I mean, if we threw you in that film room, Seth, I mean, what are these scouts going to love about you? What are they going to say, hey, man, we love this about you, we love that about you, and they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Well, I sure hope they see a lot of that. A lot of what they're going to see that I've seen in film that I've had referred from others is just a raw athletic ability as far as all around speed, height, flexibility, just being long and lengthy and being able to make plays on the move. There's been a few plays of mine that show that I've recognized the opponent's play and where they could end up moving guys on my own defense around to be more successful, lining myself up for that, making plays across the line, jumping, putting the hands up, deflecting balls, being around the ball a lot, recovering fumbles, creating fumbles, even being able to be versatile to drop back in the flat, the zone, and being able to cover it back to drop out or a receiver cutting across and having just a raw idea of what's going on back there, where I should be and what I should be doing.
I love it. Does anything go unnoticed? Because we pass this off to the guys that are at the next level. I mean, the defense you ran, maybe you didn't get the blitz more, dropping coverage. I mean, I know you're DN, but I mean, nonetheless, I mean, weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie. I mean, what do these scouts need to know that they may not know, but they need to know?
There's one of those things, because I'm more of a straightforward guy. I hope they find it all out. But I'm a junkie of it all, to be honest with you. I'm about the team and putting it all together. I mean, you can't play the game with 10 players on the field. If someone doesn't know what's going on, you got to make sure they're there. And I focused a lot of that on my senior year, putting the guys in where they should and helping them out if they didn't know, so they should know, and getting them where they need to be, and then knowing what and where an opponent could be at the possible time, breaking up plays, picking up guys out of the backfield. But things they'll just notice is that it's just kind of like if this person's hot, the entire defense is going with him. I've had a few games like that where they stand out and you're just like, wow, this is a game changer right here. You'll see some of those plays like that. Most of them sometimes turned it out for the W. Some still ended up with a loss of the performances of games. But it changed the momentum of the game. I like to do that. Feel just the way the game changes and be able to just do it with one snap. And that's what the game of football. I mean, it's momentum and turnovers. And the other team's good, too. They're there for a reason. So they're going to get it. You just got to survive the storm. And that's one of those things you can show a lot on defense.
I love it. Now, I'm curious. You talked about your athleticism, and then you talked about, you training and you're excited. I believe, you know, I took it as when your pro day approaches. Do you think you're going to kind of have some wow, eye-popping numbers at the pro day?
I'm sure hope for my size. I mean, watching some of the combine results this year, I'll say one thing, them guys are moving. I mean, the cool part about it is even like the Iowa tackle. I mean, I got to go against their line last. And, I mean, if I had one thing to say compared to them, like Iowa State and other guys, is, I mean, every offensive line, every person is different. And you're going to see someone who's really good at one thing and not as great as the other, and you can see that they're working on it or give something away. And I'd say something more about like the Iowa offensive line. They're just a smart, collected group of guys. If we've gone against guys that are more aggressive or slower or faster or stronger. But I would say they're probably the smartest group of guys, because every time I'd get through, I'd be just around the ball. There's another one waiting there. They just know, they've studied. They're well taught there. And so, I mean, good collection of them. But I'm surprised how fast they're moving, good size there. But as far as my size, being over previous years, comparing numbers, you're looking at numbers for the NFL Combine on the TV. So we'll see how surprising those will be to some people.
Awesome. And I'm curious, I mean, what is your height weight right now?
Right now I'm right at 6 feet and right on 265.
Wow, that's fantastic size. You got that great burst. Is that the weight you played at, or have you added a little training and getting ready for all this stuff that comes with being in this position?
Over the years, I've probably put on 10 pounds a year. When I came in as a freshman, they were thinking outside of the back of the rush and right out of the bat. And so we then played a few games in the season and decided to red shirt, put on a solid 40 pounds then. And then over the years, I started at sophomore year, like 245, and then 255 and 265. And I found that that's a good, comfortable speed range. You're able to bully some people. I mean, there's always going to be someone who won't play a game that they just got the best of you. That's just how the game of football is. I mean, you got to keep yourself humble. But I didn't feel underweighted there at all that way. I go into season each season at 265, so I talked over some people, and that's the way they think I should go in at. Maybe a tad lighter from it just for running and stuff. But mostly about mid-season, around the 255 range, 260. So I'm just keeping a few pounds on extra just to keep it out and weigh it out. But speed doesn't really change between those. It's just kind of comfort level.
That's terrific. Once again, Seth Thomas, you and I stand out. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities, again, once to listen and download this interview with our featured guest. You know, we're talking about Bryce Paul from what, you know, some of the things he did. What's your personal favorite way to get to the quarterback? What's that, you know, I always kind of like to consider sack artists like dunk artists. You know, you kind of got that one move in your repertoire that you like most. What's your favorite way to get to the QB?
I mean, far as the kind of person I am to see on film is just taking some up the field and getting a stiff arm and putting your helmet right in their chest and running them over and putting it right there in the quarterback. I had one time or two situations like that this year where I ran up to do the field and flew one by and actually ended up rolling his ankle, crossing him over. And I was like, crap, that wasn't supposed to happen that easy. And quarterback just stood there shocked, running around. And then another time, we had another one of our Russians come out of the corner, made the quarterback step up, and I took a other lineman up the field and just turned on him and just dumped him right in the leg of the quarterback. It's kind of one of those guy presence things. It's like, oh, yeah, I just did that. But there's nothing better than feels like a good hand motion, hand flight move. We've had a few against those at Iowa State this year that took some good videos on the social media site, and these looked pretty nice. I mean, they look clean, but at the end of the day, there's nothing better than putting a dude on his butt to someone else's lap.
Excellent, man. We're almost out of time, but I always like to have some fun with a couple off-the-wall questions. Have you ever taken a shot with those?
Yeah, we'll see what you got. I might have to take a second to think about one.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll go. We've been talking about Coach Paul, but we're going to go with your head coach, Coach Farley. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Oh, goodness. Whew. I don't know if some of this stuff should be let out, but someone one year got a similar haircut as himself, and this person had long, shaggy hair, and it was identical to our coach's hair, and walked by him one day in a meeting, and we were all puckered. We were like, oh, goodness, it's either it's going to be funny or we're all in trouble. And he walked by and looked at him and took a glance, and he's like, I like it. It looks good on you. And all our hearts just kind of like busted out inside laughing. And they're like, thankfully, we don't have to do anything. Some people mimic his voice pretty well, but I think that was the funniest time in my career. And it was all pulled off pretty well. It was all good fun and jokes and humor. And it was one of those things that you'll always remember the picture, but it's impossible to describe it.
That's fantastic. And Seth, the final one, I know the weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends celebrating this next journey in your football life. But who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to present and kind of make the share in the celebration?
Oh, goodness. I mean, we're all a different part. I got an older sister, younger sister, and a younger brother, and then my lovely mom and dad. The dad's more of a barbecue southern guy. My mom's more of a inner city lady. And I can tell you what, she knows the way around the kitchen. You don't want to stop or whatever she's got in mind. The worst part is she don't like to mimic what she made last. She's like, I didn't use any recipes. I just went off the hand. And I'm like, well, can't you make it that one time, like three times ago? And, I mean, you're better off just letting her do as she likes. And, I mean, you're just happy with whatever comes out. So, I mean, that's the great thing about it.
I tell you what, man, you're a lot of fun today, Seth. And you bring a fantastic pulse to what you're going to be doing in terms of being that end guy off the end. And like I said, I think I don't know if it was last year or this past year, because I live real close to YSU. I cover and scout their games. Like I said, I know when you guys make your path through this way, I've been able to see you. But it's always nice to talk to a guy that you've actually put the binoculars on and kind of matches up with what you liked on the field. But with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, and that's the goal I'm going to keep with me for a while. So I appreciate the time. It was fun, and some of your questions are great.
Awesome. So once again, that is Seth Thomas, the standout Panthers defensive end from UNI, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.